Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Over the last hour, as we talked to Bob Glauber, it sounds, according to Ken Rosenthal and First Jeff Passan, that the Mets and the Mariners are getting very close now on this Robinson Cano trade. This is what Jeff Passan has tweeted.
Go ahead.
Jeff Passan tweeted, there is significant momentum towards a deal that would send Robbie Cano and Edwin Diaz from the Mariners to the Mets. League sources tell Yahoo, while they characterize the deal as not done yet, there is an increasing expectation a trade will get finished. A few things that could stand in the way of a Cano-Diaz to the Mets deal. And by the way, I'm going to start calling it the Edwin Diaz trade because that's what it's about to me. This is not about Robbie Cano. We'll get to that in a second. The Mariners have not yet approached Cano asking him to waive his full no-trade clause. Still, if there's a deal in place, Cano is expected to agree to it, according to sources. Also, medicals have scuttled many a deal, so there are a few. You never know. All in all, the Mariners are extremely motivated to move Cano, and they have made significant progress on a deal that would land Cano and all-star closer Edwin Diaz to the Mets.
Do we know what the Mets would be giving back to them?
Well, here's what we know. Ken Rosenthal then followed up with, two former first-round picks are among the Met prospects under discussions. Those are Jarrett Kelenic, who they just drafted sixth overall in this past draft, outfielder, I think out of high school, too, so he's years away, and Justin Dunn, the Long Island kid, the pitcher,
you mentioned him,
who went to AA last year, wasn't great, so he's probably a year away, 23 years old, Freeport, Long Island kid. He was taken 19th overall in 16. So when you say they're under discussion, I don't know if that means both of them. I don't know if it means one of them. Here's the couple of this. So many layers to this. Number one, if the Mets had taken back a significant portion of Robbie Cano's contract, I don't want to give up any prospects. If I'm paying a part of that deal, which is probably going to preclude the Mets from acquiring other needs
because they're
spending money on Cano till he's 40, the whole point of that is I'll take Diaz to take that contract. I don't want to give up prospects. And so that's the thing that would concern me. I don't want to give up prospects.
We don't know what kind of money is going to be, how much money they're taking back.
We don't know the details. Now, I've heard that the Mets could be sending back Jay Bruce, which offsets some of the money.
Right.
Maybe even Anthony Swarzak, who would offset a little bit of the money.
I got no problem with that.
And then picking up a part of the $24 million per year that has Cano locked until 2020. Like, let's say they take $10 million a year. That means you're still paying Cano $14 million a year until 2020.
Well, that's what they were paying Bruce anyway. Isn't he making 14?
Yeah, but not for the next 5 years.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Only for the next 2 years.
Right.
So,
right.
Look, over the next 2 years, fine. But after that, Jay Bruce would be gone. Anthony Swarzak would be gone, I think, with one more year, because I think Swarzak was a 2-year deal, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. It was a bad deal.
But Cano, well, so far it has been, yes. So far it has been. So you'd be locked in a Cano, even if it's less than $24 million, which it would be, $14 million a year, even $10 million a year, you're still locked into a guy until he's 40 years old. And in this day and age, I don't know what Robbie Cano is going to be at 38. I don't know. And to pay a guy $14 million a year is a little concerning at the age of 38, 39.
Well, we're going to have Allard Baird on with us. Maybe he'll give us a little insight into
it. Are you kidding?
He's going to tell us
nothing.
He
ain't giving us. He doesn't have his key card yet.
We're going right to it with him.
Of course.
With Robbie Cano.
He isn't even like an employee
yet.
Right.
I understand.
But no, there's still a lot of things to ask him. I don't know if he can add insight on Robbie Cano, but what do you think?
I don't know what to think. For one thing, I want to see McNeil get a shot with this team. I mean, I liked what I saw from Jeff McNeil last year. And it wasn't just, in September. I mean, he played a lot from, basically the middle of July on. So I want a shot with this guy to see what he is. Where is Cano going to play? Is he going to play second base? Is he going to play third base? Is McNeil going to move to third base? They still got another year with Todd Frazier. Is he going to play some first base? I mean, what are they doing?
Well, I'll give you my answer.
Go ahead.
I don't run the Mets, but I'll tell you exactly what I would do. This is just this year, and then we'll talk about the future whenever.
Right.
Next year, I would tell Robbie Cano, you're playing first base, you're playing second base, you're playing third base.
Okay.
You're playing all three positions.
Right. All right.
And Robbie is going to smile, and he's going to say, okay, because Robbie Cano is getting $24 million a year, and we're escaping him from Seattle.
Right.
So Cano's going to do all of those things.
Right.
What I would do is essentially turn Todd Frazier and Jeff McNeil into a platoon, okay? Cano should play every day. As long as he's producing, and he did produce after his suspension last year, Robbie Cano plays every day. It's just a matter of where.
Look, if he's the Robbie Cano bat that we've known his whole career, then I want him playing every day.
Absolutely. So I think that you maybe get him time at first base. Hopefully Peter Alonso can take that job and become the everyday first baseman. And I think that Todd Frazier and Jeff McNeil share time. If Jeff McNeil hits, he'll play more. Todd Frazier is not that good. Okay, do we all accept that?
I'm not disagreeing with that.
So instead of all of us assuming McNeil gets hosed in this, I say Todd Frazier loses at-bats. Todd Frazier should not be guaranteed 500 at-bats.
I couldn't agree with you
more. So that's how it handled. Are you okay with that?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. Still want Bryce Harper. But...
Well, yeah. And that's the other thing.
Is that going to preclude them because they're spending money on Robbie Cano now and they got their closer, who hopefully is going to be good, we hope, from doing anything else, like you said? Is that it?
Well, no, because they still need a center fielder and they still need a catcher.
Well, yeah.
And they still need another arm out of the bullpen. Edwin Diaz, while he was unbelievable last year, and I want to get to that, they would still need to add another reliever, maybe Andrew Miller. Imagine that. Okay. All of a sudden you had Andrew Miller and Edwin Diaz. But here's the thing about Edwin Diaz. He's 24 years old. Last year, he was remarkable. It was remarkable. He had an incredibly low ERA. He struck everybody out. He averaged 15.2 strikeouts per game. He cut down his walks significantly. He saved 57 games, which is an insane number. It obviously led the world. But he's 24. When the Mets have acquired closers in the past, they have not been 24 years old. They have usually been past their prime. People look at this as a Robbie Cano trade. This is not a Robbie Cano trade. This is an Edwin Diaz trade. Now, let's assume that the Mariners pay off $10 million a year of Cano's deal over the last 3 years. That means you basically have Cano for 5 years at $14 million a year. You know what that sounds very similar to? Aroldis Chapman's contract. And what I mean by that is if the Mets wanted to add a closer and not make this trade, they'd have to sign Zach Britton or Craig Kimbrell.
Right.
They would probably get 5 years, $70 million. Is that a fair estimate?
I guess, yeah.
Is that fair, Ernie? Okay. So instead of giving that money to Craig Kimbrell or Zach Britton, by the way, both of them may have already shown us the best they have,
right?
Especially Kimbrell.
Right.
You'd be giving them the contract you're giving Robbie Cano and then getting Edwin Diaz, who for the next 2 years makes next to nothing. He'll start to make money in year three and year four because he'll be arbitration eligible. So think about that. Look at it in the prism of that. If you just signed the closer without giving anything up, you would sign Craig Kimbrell or Zach Britton to 5 years, $75 million deal. 5 years, $70 million deal, whatever it is. Edwin Diaz is younger. Right now, Edwin Diaz is better. And you're getting Diaz and Cano for a similar amount of money as it would cost to sign a guy who's probably past their prime. That's why this deal intrigues me. I don't love giving up prospects. I don't love it. And we'll see what those turn out to be. But from a Robbie Cano, why are you bringing in an old second baseman? You even said yesterday, what about Alomar? Yep. What about Baerga?
Yep.
The difference is Edwin Diaz. This trade is about Edwin Diaz. This trade is not about Robinson Cano. He's an added bonus because if he can produce, like you said, Joe, and be the old Cano, great.
Yeah.
I can hit.
Sure. We know he can hit.
But this trade is about Edwin Diaz. And look, are there concerns about young closers? Oh, do we know he's going to do what he did last year? There's no guarantee.
Look, there's always, to me, concerns about closers.
Sure.
Any relief pitcher.
But I have actually less concerns about Diaz than I do Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah, no, I don't love Kimbrell. I don't love him. So I understand. I'm with you. I hear you.
Of any reliever on the market, all of the free agents, you take your pick. I would much rather have Edwin Diaz than any of them. And a lot of that is age. He's 24 years old.
The age is a big deal, sure.
And he's also coming off a year in which he was better than any of those other guys.
Now, you hope he can get it done in New York. I mean, Seattle's not New York by any stretch, so you hope he can get it done there.
Absolutely.
I mean, we know Robbie can do it in New York, so I'm not worried about that.
All of those things, fair questions. No doubt about it. Can he handle New York? How's he going to face adversity? What's it going to be like when he blows his first save? All fair game. But that's what this deal is about to me. And what they do after that, they still have to do similar things. They still need to add a center fielder. They still need to get a catcher. And I'd still want another reliever because all of a sudden, if you signed Andrew Miller, let's just use him as an example. You now have a back of the bullpen of Andrew Miller and Edwin Diaz, and let's not forget Lugo and Gesellman.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
And who knows, maybe one of those cavalcade of mediocre guys we saw last year steps up and pitches well. Who knows?
Okay.
I don't know. Drew Smith.
All right. That's a cavalcade.
Cavalcade.
There's some guys I don't even remember their names.
No, me too. I forget them half the time.
Right.
All of a sudden, you can have a, believe it or not, good bullpen. So that's the part of the deal that's very intriguing. This is all about Edwin Diaz. So from now on, let's all refer to this as an Edwin Diaz trade, not a Robinson Cano trade.
Mm. Okay.
Can we do that? Can you tell everybody in their updates, please stop calling this a Cano? Even me, because I did it going into break.
Well,
I said the Cano
update. Reason that it is because Cano's the bigger name. You know, that's the reason.
Oh, I get it, but he's not the reason you're making this trade.
I understand.
That is not the reason. If this was Cano on its own, I'd have a very different opinion.
I would still rather call it the Cano trade for this reason.
Go ahead.
Let Diaz fly under the radar.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
Let him be an afterthought until he gets here and then gets it done. How's that?
That's fine.
Where there's no pressure on him.
But you and I both know this isn't about Edwin.
No,
Diaz,
I understand.
Right? Okay.
Sure. I mean, why else would you be paying, bringing in Robbie Cano at 36 years old? That, you know, how many gazillion a year? Why?
You're right.
Why else would you be doing
it? To shed some contracts like Jay Bruce and Anthony Swarzak,
right.
I guess. This is happening in live form. I am now starting to hate the Robbie Cano, Edwin Diaz trade.
Now you hate it now.
I'm starting to because things are leaking out that I don't like.
Okay, let me hear it.
They're talking about Jeff McNeil.
Oh, man. Are you
so
serious?
So now they're talking.
What?
Yeah, they're talking about.
Come on.
The kid in their system with the highest.
This kid looks terrific. You're going to trade this kid for. Come on. Now I'm getting aggravated. Now. You're just aggravating me.
Well, because it's adding up. It started with. Hey, Dunn may be in the deal. All right, fine. 23, he's a pitcher.
Right,
love him. He's not a top 100 prospect. Okay, fine.
You can't trade McNeil.
Now they're talking about Kelenic, who they just drafted,
right.
Probably eventually becomes the number one prospect in their system. Maybe he's not there yet because he hasn't played enough. Now they're talking about Jeff McNeil, which affects the Major League roster. But you know what this comes down to?
Come on.
Here's what this comes down to.
Come on.
The Mets are putting money, this is a stunner, above prospects.
Not the Mets.
Isn't that what's happening? This trade has turned heel. This trade was a face.
You can't trade McNeil.
I started to like it. Now it's just turning heel right in front of our eyes.
I mean, come on, you got this nice young player, this kid McNeil. I mean, the kid's a throwback play. He gets his bat on the ball. He's, you know, he's one of these old-time players. He's blood and guts type guy. And you're going to dump this guy now? Now what? Come on. And we liked Van Wagenen. You really
well,
want
he hasn't
have...
done anything yet. I'm just saying what I'm hearing. I'm not liking all of these names being mentioned.
Maybe Baird shouldn't come on.
Take. Luckily, he doesn't have anything to do with it.
Well, I mean, you know.
He hasn't done anything yet.
Come on. Now, who wrote McNeil might be in this?
Jonathan Mayo saying that name is being discussed.
Oh.
Now, keep this in mind, though.
Come on.
These are all names being discussed. So I'm not mad at Brody yet because nothing's happened. But it hasn't happened yet.
I understand. But, I mean, you know.
Maybe these are names that DePoto's asking for. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Jerry DePoto, okay, the GM of the Mariners.
He wasn't a very good
pitcher.
He
was an awful reliever for the Mets.
I just said it.
He stunk, okay?
I just said that.
No, I know.
He was brutal. I mean, I was being nice. I said he wasn't very good.
You're right.
Brutal
awful.
Was the word.
He was awful.
Awful.
Right? So not only did he, and he ended up becoming a mop-up man late. I forget what year it was.
Whatever. It wasn't in the good years.
95, 96.
It wasn't the good years, I'll say that.
No, it wasn't. Is he going to try to fleece the Mets now? So, first, he stunk as a reliever, and now the Mets are going to be dumb enough to just give up prospects and taking back Cano and Edwin Diaz?
And McNeil.
Yeah, no, I get it. He's a part of it.
What are we doing? Can't do that.
Just take back Cano's contract. That's it. You don't give him any prospects.
I don't want it.
You're taking back the contract.
I don't want it now.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Yeah, but not if you're giving McNeil up. What Met fan is going to be happy? You tell me one Met fan. That's going to be happy about this trade if you got Jeff McNeil involved in the deal.
Well, it's more than just McNeil. It's the prospects, too.
All right,
it's everything.
Fine. But, I mean, that really makes me nuts. Because that's absurd.
Here's what's happened. The first thought of this deal makes sense. I like it. I'm excited. It's creative. And now there have been leaks of names being brought out, and I'm starting to not like it. I don't want to give up prospects. Just pay the money, then, on Cano's deal.
How about,
and your reward is Edwin Diaz.
How about forgetting the deal? And going out and spending the money, okay, even though they're not better maybe than this kid Diaz, they're older, and sign Zach Britton and sign Bryce Harper. How about that? Instead of all this elaborate stuff, let's keep Jeff McNeil. Let's not trade Syndergaard. How about that? I'm sorry, bro.
Now what are you apologizing to me for?
You just got me
aggravated. I don't like it either.
You just got me freaking aggravated.
I didn't offer Jeff McNeil.
Well, no, I know you didn't.
Don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you. You're just a messenger.
I'm the messenger.
Right. I'm not blaming you.
And I'm agreeing with you. It's not like I'm the one who's telling you I'm starting to dislike it.
Just stop already. Can the Mets stop? Can they stop, like, sticking it to us and acting like they're doing something great when they're not? I mean, really.
Well, they haven't done anything yet.
Well, but you're telling me how close this is. Well, all these guys.
No, they may be close to doing it. We don't know if all those names are in it. I don't know what name is in it.
I got indigestion.
All I know, here's what I know so far.
My next life, I'm telling you right now. The next life I have, okay, if there's life, if we have second lives.
Yeah,
we don't know
about that.
Well, nobody knows. Right. Nobody's come back to say anything about
that's
it.
That's true.
I mean, what the hell do I know?
And the people do. We don't believe them.
Been, you know, who knows? I might have been, I don't know. Who knows what I might have been?
Ulysses S. Grant.
I might, right. Maybe I was in the Union Army at one point. I have no clue. You know, maybe I was in ancient Rome. I don't know. But I'm going to say this. In my next life, I want nothing to do with sports.
Oh, amen.
I don't want to know anything.
No.
I don't want to know a football from a hockey puck.
Maybe you were a gladiator, and this is punishment for what you did back then.
I was a gladiator.
This is the punishment.
What, did I probably lost to the Lions, right? Back then, the Lions would win.
Oh, boy. Maybe you were Babe Ruth, and this is your penalty.
Oh, yeah, I'm Babe Ruth.
That was it.
Hello. Yeah.
You hit a ton of home runs.
There you go.
You won a bunch of times. Yeah. Life was good.
Yeah, right.
And this is your penalty.
This is it.
You're still in sports, but now you're a fan, and all your teams stink.
What a disgrace.
Was it worth it, Babe?
I didn't even happy to hit it on the yelling disgrace. I went from liking his trade in about 2 seconds to what?
That's what happened to me. And I'm telling you, we're not the only ones. I'm checking
Nimmo
out.
Nimmo, too? You're throwing Nimmo on the deal? Let's give him Nimmo and McNeil. And Ernie, what do you think? We'll give him Nimmo, McNeil, and prospects.
I like this deal more and more as it keeps going.
What? Come on.
I remember.
Oh, man.
Do you remember the trade? And forget about what it turned out to. The Mets traded for Brian McCray. And,
Yeah. That was
Turk
back.
Wendell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, remember Wendell turned out to be a pretty good player.
Okay, just remember it at the time.
Right, right.
So this was Steve Phillips' first trade. And I remember as a kid listening to WFAN.
Right.
And it may have been Eddie C. I don't remember. And all they said were who the Mets were getting. That's how it was first reported. The Mets are getting Brian McCray, Turk Wendell. Who was the third guy in that deal? It was McCray, Wendell, and somebody else. Can't remember.
I don't remember. They got Dennis Cook in a separate deal.
Yeah, it's a different deal. And so my first reaction is, oh, that's great. You know, McCray, Wendell, okay. And then they said it's for players to be named later. And the players to be named later started to get leaked out, and I started to hate it. It's like Lance Johnson's in it. I'm like, wait, what?
Right. After when he was having that monster year that year.
Mark Clark is in it. I'm like, what, Mark Clark?
Mark Clark was like the best pitcher for a while.
I know. I think Manny Alexander. Like, Manny. And I remember the drip of the trade went from I like it to what the hell is going on?
Right.
That's what's happening right now. I liked it at first. Yeah, I'm all in. This is great.
As soon as McNeil's name is brought up. Like,
I knew
what?
That put you over the top.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, please.
Oh, by the way, you know who the third guy was? I forgot.
Oh, who was it? Tell me what.
Mel Rojas.
Well, that's right. That's right. It was. You're right. It's right. Mel Rojas.
Thank you, Doug,
for that. How bad was Mel Rojas?
And I liked it at the time.
Oh, yeah. How bad was Mel Rojas?
Oh, he was awful.
Oh,
I remember thinking, you know, Rojas, he wasn't bad with the
Ernie
Expos.
Ernie was a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Ernie,
loved him.
You love Rojas.
Rojas, not to like, Joe.
Rojas had to retire because of a bad neck for looking at all those home runs.
That's right. So
spinning his neck back to watching the ball go out of the yard.
Meli Cuidas Rojas. And then when they finally got rid of him, they had to bring back Bobby Bonilla. That was the Rojas trade. They had to then get rid of him by taking back Bobby Bonilla.
Bonilla the second time.
The second time, correct.
And then they traded Bonilla for the 5-tool Alex Ochoa.
That was the first time.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, that was the first time.
He was great. He did hit for the cycle once.
So did Eric Valent.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
What the hell does that mean?
Eric Valent.
Yeah, we're taking you back through history right
and
now.
And not very good history.
No. My lasting memory of Mel Rojas, and I say this every time we've had Paul O'Neill on, and he knows it. I say, Paul, I can think about is that time Mel Rojas came into fascia, Subway Series, Friday night, 1998.
Absolutely. Didn't Al Leiter start that game?
Did he?
Something tells me Al Leiter started that game.
You may be right. And I'm telling you, Rojas came in the first pitch he threw, Paul O'Neill, to left center field into the bleachers. And I think O'Neill said to us a few times, oh, I knew it. I knew I had him. He was probably all giddy. I got Rojas in here. What a you-know-what.
Yeah, he was bad.
Ugh.
Yes,
I
indeed.
I liked that trade at first. And then
I know. Memories.
It dripped.
Like
this
the corners of my mind.
This trade is dripping like a bad faucet.
Misty watercolor memory.
You're in a great state of mind for the next interview, aren't you?
Allen Baird? Well, I don't blame
him. Ernie, tell him maybe we can't do it.
In his defense, I don't think he has anything to do with it.
I know.
Now, what we can do, though.
Welcome to the Mets, Allen.
We can We can advise him. Can we advise him? Say, listen, Mr. Baird, you know what you're doing. You're with the Red Sox for a decade, okay? You know what's going on here. Right. You know what it's all about.
All right.
Al, you got to do me a favor, all right? Go over to Brody and say, Brody, you best not be trading McNeil and Kalanick. What are you doing? Just walk away.
Yep.
And maybe we'll save the Mets. Because Allard Barrett could say, you know what, these guys make a lot of sense.
They would listen to us. They'd been saved many times.
and ruined a few times, too.
Well.
Let's be fair.
Well, maybe. But still.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.